as you look forward now, you know, and connect the dots backwards, what do you see? You know, what has become? Are you happy with what you're seeing?
I am fulfilled. Yeah. I am happy. I am happy. And I guess I haven't scratched the surface yet.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of empowering young people, I believe I am called to support leaders and support young people to be the best they can be and achieve their greatest potential in life. Young people and children, and even leaders in general. And that's why I leave, wake up, go to bed every day just thinking, okay, so how can I be a better leader, a better person? What can I do better? What can I innovate around the work I do, who I am? How can I better support the young people I get to encounter in my space?
And so what are your personal aspirations, though, as you look forward into the future?
Be a better human being. Be a better human being. Like what I talked about, like, listen better. So one of the things that I got along the way is certification to be a leadership and life coach. And in the world of coaching, listening is a key skill. So how can I listen better? What is the story of young people out here in society? So how can we as youth serving organizations support young people better to bring them at the center of policy and decision-making processes? How can I, as a team leader at Emerging Leaders Foundation, serve my team better, support them better, and ensure they get to grow and even be greater leaders than I am? How do we engage the young women and men that I get to encounter or that we get to encounter through Emerging Leaders Foundation? How do we support them to be transformative leaders who then get to transform the spaces they find themselves in? Just seeking to be a better leader, to live a full life, to love fully, to love unreservedly, to serve better, and to serve selflessly, and die empty. That is my mantra.
Die empty. Fantastic. And so as we begin to land the ship now, you have an opportunity now to tell Karen Okoli, when the Karen Okoli who was in, you know, who had just been born decades ago, a few things. What do you tell her?
Oh, thank you for that question. I was waiting for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Number one, hey, never ever despise the humble beginnings. Remember, we started with five girls, went to like 7, 13, 17, 15. And now on an annual basis, we reach not less than 1,000 young people. So don't despise the humble beginnings. And the beginnings might be so humble and you may struggle, but keep the faith. Keep your eye focused on the goal. I know at some point I almost gave up, but I remember I had people around me who then were pushing me and telling me, no, Karen, you can do this, you can do this. Lesson number two I would share with my younger self or with leaders and individuals, and especially young people out there, is don't give up. I know that might sound like a cliche, but you know what? Oh, please don't give up. Things in life, just like the weather, keeps changing. And like the seasons of life, today it's winter, tomorrow it's summer, autumn, spring. Things change. Situations are never permanent. So even whatever situation a leader or someone is in, just keep the faith and know that, you know what? Someday this will change. And so don't give up. Don't give in. Don't despair. Keep hope alive. Like, that is so critical. Number three, keep improving yourself. Things are changing. The globalizing world keeps just changing and transforming every single day. Things are changing. Technology and a few other things are coming up every single day. So we have to keep improving ourselves and upskilling ourselves, learning better, being better individuals, better leaders, learning new things every single day. Alvin Toffler once said that the elitists of the 21st century will not be individuals who cannot read or write, but individuals who cannot learn and learn and relearn. So meaning that learning is a lifelong process. So learning is so, so critical. Mm. Number four, surround yourself with positive-minded individuals and people who bring a positive energy and people who are for you. Not everybody will be for you. Not everybody will be happy to see you succeed and go up there. But just surrounding yourself with people who believe in you enough that when you fail, they remind you who you are. You know, like the movie Lion King, Simba gets reminded that he is actually Simba. Mm. He is the king. Mm. We need people who get to see our true worth and actually remind us that, you know what, you are special, you're valuable, you're worthy. Like, that's really, really important. A support system is also really, really important. Because definitely moments come when we fail, moments come when we fall short. We then need positive voices around us to remind us that, you know what, you can do this. Mm. But there's power in affirmation, self-affirmation, just reminding yourself that, yes, you failed here, but if you try harder, if you try some more, if you just stay there a little longer, the story could change. The story could be different. So don't quit. What's the other lesson I'd love to share? Mentorship works.
Yeah.
Mentorship works. Mentorship works. I would say if you have no mentor, please find yourself a mentor. If you have no mentee, as you're getting mentored, mentor somebody. What you said earlier, pay it forward. You know, it's really important. And I also want to just state that true love is a really, really powerful thing. Love for humanity. I think love in its essence, I think, is one of the most radical and powerful forces in the world today that I think we are yet to experience the full force of. Just imagine what would happen if people in positions of authority and leaders actually led from a place of love, love for humanity, love to see society change and people live better quality lives. Things would really, really be amazing. So what I keep stressing is let's lead from a place of love and a place of wholeness, because it's really powerful and quite untapped in our society today. What else? Those running institutions, please put in place mechanisms, systems, structures, processes, procedures that then supports the growth and the scaling up of the work that you do. I think in a nutshell,
So young Wakoli, young Karen, those are the seven things.
Oh, and believe in yourself. Now remember, I never used to believe in myself so much. Or believe in yourself. Yeah. Miracles happen when you believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Don't look at your circumstance, because we are not where we were born.
True.
We are not the families we're born in. We are not our tribes. We are not our races. We are just who we are.
Right.
And we're special. And it doesn't matter your race, gender, origin, background, status, position, whatever. What matters is, what is your dream? Are you able and ready to pay the price to then get what you want out of life? Because a lot of times, especially for young people, we see the glory out there and we forget that there's a story before the glory. I'm always looking out to hear stories of individuals who've gone before me to just understand, what journey did you walk? What path did you walk? What challenges did you face, and how did you overcome? Because then we learn from each other. Iron sharpens iron.
And speaking of that, now as we conclude, before I give you an opportunity to just into it yourself, speaking of the stories of others, if there was two or three people in the development, especially maybe in youth development or in youth participation, the broader development in this, who are accessible to Development Dynamics with Maxi, who would sit here, who would inspire you or inspire the broader field, and whose story is worth being shared here?
There are many.
Give me two or three.
There are many. There are amazing individuals out there.
Yeah.
in the counties, at the national level, regional level, doing some really amazing work. There are many.
Right.
And we need to profile and document their stories and their journeys.
Right.
People like Nerima Wako, Siasa Place, people like Rafael Obonyo, the Youth Congress, people yeah. like Teresa Njoroge, Clean Start,
yeah.
people like Joy Gikandi, Lynette Misheni,
yeah.
Cynthia Nyongesa.
You moved too fast for Joyce and Lynette. Where are they? Which organizations? Mirema, you said she has a place. Clean Start, you said Teresa. So this last two.
So those are additional names of individuals, either supporting youth organizations or just leading in okay. their own spaces
right.
in an amazing way.
Uh-huh.
Jahazi David from Mastercard Foundation.
Right.
Jim India from Emerging Leaders Foundation. Stella Nderitu.
Mm-hmm.
Grace Mageka.
Mm-hmm.
Timothy Gashusha, Wanjuhi Njoroge, Nadia, Kas Nadia. All these people are doing some really amazing stuff. And when you go to the counties, you then get to meet another pool of amazing others. Individuals doing amazing stuff. Yeah.
And is Nerima doing, is she Nelima or Nerima?
Nerima.
Yeah. Is she running for office this time?
No.
Her husband is?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Nerima, we're looking for you next. Teresa, I think, has been featured quite heavily, but also, you know, very open to having a lengthy sit down, because it's one of the things that we're offering here, you know, like a proper lengthy sit down to just document your development, your story, your life, and impactful story in the development scene in this storytelling for social impact channel, that is Development Dynamics, with Maxi. And therefore, thank you so much for spending your time with us today. We're looking forward to airing and sharing this, and giving you an opportunity now to wrap it up.
Wow, how would you like for me to wrap it up?
Anyhow, it is for you to wrap it up. There is the non-formal one where we will guide you, but here is your chance to blab as you will.
Wow. I think we are, as a country, we are at a point in our history when history is actually unfolding. We will soon be having elections. I would urge every individual out there to actually be an active and responsible citizen and get to show up and vote. And if you can talk to your family, your friends, your neighbors, and just enlighten them on the need to engage as Kenyans in this particular process, please do that. We need each other. We all need to be aware of why Kenya counts, Kenya matters, Kenya is special, and so why we need to get into the process and get to vote and hold our leaders to account. Because like John Maxwell puts it, everything rises and falls on leadership. The leaders we have determine the quality of life that we live.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you too.